Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Wamsgans moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Cutshaw, who throws back to Jones, who tags Sewell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Blue moves to third. Cutshaw moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw misplays the ball. That's an error on Cutshaw. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bassler for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 1 in the game. Gisto hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Gisto reaches third base with a triple. Stevenson scores. It's 5-0, Indians. George Uhel pinch runs for Lou Gisto. Ole Olson now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes now playing first base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. One out. It's 8-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney pinch hits for Ole Olsen. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive beyond second. Wamsgans can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Haney moves to second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Larry Woodall now catching. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morton for the out. One out. Joe Evans pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cole covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing left field. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw catches it and throws to first to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kutchaw hits a line drive towards first. McInnes catches it and steps on first to double up Cole. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 3 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Morton moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive towards third. Jones catches it and throws to second to double up Morton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Veach reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veach scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Danny Clark pinch hits for Bert Cole. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Woodall moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb bunts towards third. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodall scores. Cutshaw moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Veach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.